At the end of the 11th century, the Byzantine Empire had almost completely lost its Asian territories. Little remained of the former power of the Eastern Roman Empire. Under pressure from the Muslim Seljuk Sultanate of Rum, the Orthodox Byzantine monarchs appealed for support from the Catholic West. Pope Urban II responded to this call for help. In 1095, he convened the Council of Clermont. At the synod, the Pope urged support for Emperor Alexios I Komnenos and also proclaimed the beginning of a campaign to the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, which was under Muslim control. Thus began the Crusades. The Crusaders helped the Byzantines repel the Seljuks and reconquer one of the oldest cities in the world from the Fatimid Caliphate. Jerusalem has long been considered sacred to the three Abrahamic religions: Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. After the First Crusade, other military campaigns followed. These were not only to the Holy Land, but also against heretical movements in Europe, the German Hohenstaufen dynasty, and even the Byzantine Empire itself, whose rulers had once invited the Crusaders for aid. The Northern Crusades form a separate chapter in the history of the crusading movement. These were military campaigns by Catholic kingdoms and military monastic orders to Christianize the pagan Baltic, Finnish, and West Slavic peoples of the southeastern coast of the Baltic Sea. Behind the loud declarations of European rulers and crusaders stood their own interests: new lands, increased power, and wealth. Moreover, they were eager to convert local pagans to Catholicism before their Orthodox neighbors could draw them into their own faith. What began as military expeditions soon turned into confrontations between the Catholic knightly orders, which created their own states in the region, the local population, and neighboring peoples. Some researchers regard the Northern Crusades as part of the German eastward expansion, which had begun in the early Middle Ages and ended in the 14th century. In 1147, Pope Eugene III issued the bull Divina Dispensatione. This was the second public decree of the head of the Catholic Church with this title. The first bull Divina Dispensatione was issued the year before, calling on Italians to join the Second Crusade. The second papal bull, issued in French Trois, was a call for a crusade against Slavic pagans. In it, Eugene III endorsed the ideas of the French monk Bernard of Clairvaux, who preached a military campaign against the Slavs. Specifically, the document stated, "Certain of you, however, are desirous of participating in so holy a work and reward and plan to go against the Slavs and other pagans living towards the north, and to subject them, with the Lord's assistance, to the Christian religion." The main blow of the campaign was to fall on the tribal union of the Wends, i.e., the Polabian Slavs. Interestingly, in the German-speaking part of medieval Europe, the words Wends and Slavs were once synonyms. Back then, Wends referred to all Slavs in the territories of modern northeastern Germany and the Holy Roman Empire in general. Later, however, the item was used only for the West Slavic tribes living along the Elbe River. The Wendish Crusade was led by the German Knights of the Holy Roman Empire. The lands of the Wends were rich in resources, which further motivated the conquerors. The Crusaders won, converted part of the Wends to Christianity, and eventually forced local chiefs Niklot and Pribislav to accept Catholicism. The Wends came under German influence, gradually adopted their language and customs, and assimilated with the inhabitants of the Holy Roman Empire. In the 1150s, the Swedish Crusades began. Interestingly, the first of them, to southwestern Finland, is still considered semi-legendary. Swedish King Erik IX Edvardsson, of whom few reliable records remain, and English Bishop Henry of Uppsala, whose very existence is debated by scholars, supposedly attempted to convert the Finnish pagans to Catholicism. The main sources of information about this crusade are legends. They somewhat contradict the fact that southwestern Finland was already almost entirely Christianized at the time. Nevertheless, historians traditionally consider King Erik IX's military campaigns the first joint effort by the Catholic Church and the Swedish Kingdom to Christianize the Finns. Bishop Henry of Uppsala is regarded as a Christian saint, patron of the Catholic Church in Finland, and an important figure in the country's medieval history. In 1169, the Kingdom of Denmark also joined the Northern Crusades. Local King Valdemar I of the Estridsen dynasty launched a campaign against the Wends on the island of Rügen. It ended with the Danish conquest of the island, which became a springboard for future invasions. Some of the Wends were expelled from Rügen. Those who remained were Christianized. The Catholic Church did not officially approve the campaign, but after Valdemar I's military success, Pope Alexander III sent the Danish king congratulations. As early as 1171 or 1172, the exact date remains uncertain, Alexander III issued the bull Non Parum Animus Noster. In it, he addressed the Scandinavian kingdoms, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, and directed them against Estonian and Finnish pagans. "We are deeply distressed and greatly worried when we hear that the savage Estonians and other pagans in those parts rise and fight God's faithful and those who labor for the Christian faith and fight the virtue of the Christian name." Moreover, Alexander III promised an indulgence and 1 year's remission of all sins to those who would go to war against the pagans. And for those Christian warriors who would die in the upcoming campaign, the Pope promised a full indulgence. Although the papal bull did not directly lead to a military campaign, it effectively legalized the Crusaders' use of forced conversion in the region. By around 1185, the Wends were fully subdued and Christianized. Their lands were divided between the Holy Roman Empire and the Kingdom of Denmark. This encouraged the Crusaders to plan further campaigns against pagans in the east. In the early 1190s, the Teutonic Order was founded in Acre in the Middle East. It consisted mainly of German knights. In the following centuries, the Teutonic Order played a decisive role in the history of the Northern Crusades. In 1198, a series of Livonian Crusades began. Although scholars date their beginning to 1198, the oldest surviving papal document about the Livonian Crusade is dated 1199. It was issued by Pope Innocent III. During that period, calls to convert the last European pagans to Christianity once again grew stronger. The Livonian Crusades were directed primarily against Baltic and Finnish pagans. During his papacy, Innocent III actively supported the Crusades, not only against European pagans, but also against Muslims, heretics in southern France, and his political opponents. It was under Innocent III that Crusaders captured Constantinople, although the Pope formally opposed conflict with Orthodox Byzantium. The Livonian Crusades intensified activity on the northeastern frontier of the Western Christian world, the historical region of Livonia on the eastern shore of the Baltic Sea, also known as Livland, held important strategic significance. Crusaders fought against the indigenous population, the pagan Grand Duchy of Lithuania, and even the Orthodox Novgorod Republic. The events of the Livonian Crusades are recorded in two main sources: the Livonian Rhymed Chronicle by an unknown author, and the Chronicle of Henry of Livonia by the German missionary Henry of Latvia. In 1202, the German missionary Theoderic von Traden founded the Livonian Brothers of the Sword Order. It immediately became an active participant in the Northern Crusades. Nevertheless, some claim the order was founded by another German figure, Albert von Buxhoeven, Bishop of Livonia and founder of the city of Riga, the modern capital of Latvia. In any case, in 1204, Pope Innocent III officially approved the creation of the Livonian Brothers of the Sword. Like the Teutonic Order, it consisted mostly of German knights. Its first Grand Master was Venno von Rohrbach. In 1207, the territories of present-day Estonia and Latvia became Terra Mariana, a principality of the Holy Roman Empire usually referred to as Medieval Livonia or Old Livonia. By 1215, Old Livonia lost its status as a principality of the Holy Roman Empire and became a subject of the Holy See. Pope Innocent III declared it directly subordinate to the Catholic Church. In 1217, Pope Honorius III sent a papal bull to Christian of Oliva. It permitted preaching crusades against the pagan Old Prussians, also sometimes referred to as Baltic Prussians. The desire to baptize the local population was the main impetus for the Prussian Crusades. These were mostly led by the Teutonic Order, which gradually became the main threat to the pagan tribes of the region. Already in 1226, the Teutonic Knights established the theocratic state of the Teutonic Order. On September 22, 1236, the Battle of Saule took place. In it, pagan forces of Lithuanian Samogitians and Baltic Semigalians, under the command of Samogitian Prince Vykintas, faced the Sword Brothers under Grandmaster Folkvin von Naumburg and their allies. The enemy had a significant numerical advantage and defeated the Livonian Brothers of the Sword. Between 48 and 60 knights of the order were killed in the battle, including Grandmaster Folkvin von Naumburg and nearly all allied forces, Livonians and Latgalian tribes. This was the first major military defeat of European military monastic orders in the Baltic lands. After the Battle of Saule, the remnants of the Sword Brothers merged with the Teutonic Order. In 1237, they formed the Livonian Order, an autonomous branch of the Teutonic Order, later part of the Livonian Confederation. And in the distant year 2000, to commemorate the joint victory at Saule, the parliaments of Lithuania and Latvia declared September 22nd the Day of Baltic Unity. The Northern Crusaders fought not only against pagans, but also against Orthodox Christians. Among historians, views on these military campaigns differ. Some consider them part of the Northern Crusades, while others regard them as separate military conflicts. In 1242, the battle on the ice took place on Lake Peipus. The united forces of the Novgorod Republic and the Principality of Vladimir, led by Novgorod Prince Alexander Nevsky, faced the Livonian Order under Grand Master Andreas von Felben and Catholic Bishop Hermann von Buxhovden. The Livonian Order's troops were defeated and retreated. The importance of the Battle on the Ice as a turning point and a shift in the balance between Eastern Orthodoxy and Western Catholicism is generally regarded as an exaggeration promoted by Moscow Russian propaganda. In 1249, King Erik XI of Sweden and Jarl Birger Magnusson launched the Second Swedish Crusade against the Finnish Tavastian tribes. Interestingly, this military campaign is usually dated by historians to 1249 to 1250, though some researchers consider 1238 to 1239 to be more accurate. The Swedes were victorious, consolidated and expanded their control over Finland, and the historical province of Tavastia became part of the Kingdom of Sweden. In 1268, the Battle of Rakvere took place. A combined army of Novgorod and Vladimir once again fought against the Livonian Order, which this time was supported by the Kingdom of Denmark. The former was commanded by the son of Alexander Nevsky, Prince Dmitry of Pereslavl, and the latter by Master Otto von Lutherberg. Both sides claimed victory. Nevertheless, it was the Novgorod-Vladimir troops who retreated, so researchers tend to view the Livonian Order's victory as more plausible. In 1274, the Teutonic Order suppressed the Great Prussian Uprising. After this, the German knights gained full control over Prussia, eliminated the Prussian language and culture, and proceeded to Germanize and Christianize the local population. All the same, some old Prussians found refuge in the Grand Duchy of Lithuania, which at that time had not yet officially adopted Christianity. All of this ultimately forced the Crusaders to turn their attention to the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. In 1283, the Lithuanian Crusades began. This was a series of wars by the Teutonic and Livonian orders against the Grand Duchy of Lithuania, the last pagan country in Europe. The knights then tried to convert the Lithuanians to Christianity by force. In 1293, the Third Swedish Crusade began. The young King Birger Magnusson of Sweden from the House of Folkung and Swedish Regent Torkel Knutsson, who de facto ruled the state, subdued the pagan tribes of the historical province of Karelia. Torkel Knudsen founded Vyborg Castle in 1293, and 2 years later, the territories of the Swedish kingdom expanded eastward. In the middle of the next century, the St. George's Night Uprising broke out. This was a failed attempt by the indigenous population of the Duchy of Estonia, part of the Kingdom of Denmark, to rid themselves of Catholic conquerors. In 1345, the uprising was suppressed by the Teutonic Order. A year later, it purchased Danish Estonia from King Valdemar IV Atterdag for 19,000 silver Cologne marks. In 1387, at the initiative of the Grand Duke of Lithuania and King of Poland, Władysław II Jagiello, Lithuania became Christian. The last pagan country in Europe was officially converted to Catholicism. This event not only concluded one of the longest and most difficult Christianization processes in European history, it also brought the Northern Crusades to an end. With the last bastion of paganism fallen, the Crusaders' main goal, to convert the local population to Christianity, had lost its purpose. In 1399, a rare episode of cooperation occurred between the Teutonic Order, the Grand Duchy of Lithuania, and the Kingdom of Poland. This was the Battle of Vorskla River. A united European army faced a common enemy, the Golden Horde. The forces were commanded by Grand Duke Vytautas of Lithuania, while the enemy army was led by Khan Temur Kutlug and the Baler Bey Edigu. The Horde forces won, and soon the Teutonic Order and the Polish-Lithuanian alliance became enemies. The last major event of the Northern Crusades was the famous Battle of Grunwald, the decisive episode of the Great War with the Teutonic Order. Although some events and campaigns occurred after it, this battle is generally dated as the end of the Northern Crusades. King Władysław II Jagiello of Poland and his cousin, Grand Duke Vytautas of Lithuania, opposed the Teutonic Order, led by Grand Master Ulrich von Jungingen. According to some sources, this battle was one of the largest in medieval Europe. Lithuanian historian Mečislovas Jučas cited various estimates. The Polish-Lithuanian army ranged from 16,000 to 39,000 men, while the Teutonic army had between 11,000 and 27,000. Other historians also provide varying numbers, from relatively small armies of 10,000 to tens of thousands, as noted by 19th-century French historian Alfred Rambaud. Most researchers believe the Polish-Lithuanian army likely had a numerical advantage. This army won a decisive victory at Grunwald. Most of the Teutonic Order's leadership was either killed or captured, and Ulrich von Jungingen died in battle. The Battle of Grunwald changed the balance of power in Central Eastern Europe. The Kingdom of Poland and the Grand Duchy of Lithuania became the dominant states in the region. Researchers consider this battle one of the most important victories in the history of Poland and Lithuania. Because of the defeat of the German knights at Grunwald, the Teutonic Order's state declined and never regained its former power. The war reparations led to internal conflicts within the order and an economic downturn in the territories under its control. At the same time, the Livonian Order, which did not participate in the battle, faced a crisis and soon joined the Livonian Confederation. In 1422, the Teutonic Order and the Alliance of the Kingdom of Poland and the Grand Duchy of Lithuania took part in the two-month Golub War, which ended with the Treaty of Melno. This treaty finally resolved the 40-year territorial dispute between the Teutonic Order and Lithuania and ended the series of wars that had flared up between them since the 13th century. The Treaty of Melno contributed to the breakdown of the Polish-Lithuanian alliance against the Teutonic Order. For a time, relations between the countries worsened, but they soon reunited against a common enemy, the Grand Duchy of Moscow. The Northern Crusades had a significant and lasting impact on European history. They led to the complete destruction of the last bastion of paganism in Europe and contributed to the formation of the centuries-long Polish-Lithuanian Union, which in 1569 became the powerful Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. At the same time, the pagan Old Prussians were Germanized by the Teutonic Order. The cultural identity of the local people was almost completely lost. In 1525, the Duchy of Prussia was founded in their territory, with its capital in Königsberg. Later, it came under the rule of the German Hohenzollern dynasty, eventually becoming the Kingdom of Prussia, which later evolved into the powerful German Empire.